Welcome to Focus on Suppliers. I'm Blake Woolsey.
And I'm Jared Davis. We're so glad that you're spending time with us today because we're talking about candy and snacks.
With lots of guests who are sharing really good information with. I think one of the themes that I heard around all of this was the idea with the busy family and they're looking of alternatives in lieu of sitting down to a meal, being able to pick something up that's portable and they can take on the go with them.
And a lot of times when we have guests on the show, we talk about this millennial shopper. Right now, millennials, as you know, are the largest shopping block in the United States. What I learned on this week's show is that actually one-fifth of all millennials are Hispanic. So we'll learn about marketing to this very important category.
Love that. I also learned about focusing more on category growth overall, that you're not just focused on your growth, but the Walmart way is really to look at the entire category because ultimately everybody wins if you do business that way.
And of course, Don Harris is going to be here with another Heart of Business segment talking with Open Avenues.
Focus on Suppliers starts now.
Focus on Suppliers, brought to you by 8th and Walton, where suppliers learn fast and grow, and sponsored in part by Saatchi & Saatchi X, Case Stack, Excel Displays and Packaging, Mitchell Communications Group, and other outstanding companies.
As we focus on candies and snacks in our show today, we want to focus on the trends that are influencing candies and snacks. So with us today, we have Greg Chandler of IRI. Welcome.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back. Okay, what trends are you seeing?
Well, first, we are still a snacking nation. You've heard the phrase three square meals a day. We are almost at three square snacks a day. The average American eats 2.7 snacks a day, and that is growing. 46% of Americans eat more than three snacks a day. That's up 5%.
What is influencing this increase?
Children are a big influencer in the growth. We're seeing that early morning snacking and morning snacking is growing. Early morning is tripling 7% to 20% in just 6 years. And so more products like the Belvita snack crackers for that early morning segment are important. And children are a big driver of that because they're getting, schools are going earlier in the day and it's driving more morning consumption of snacking.
So it makes me think that families are busy, and because families are busy, they need more of a grab and go because I want my child to have something in their stomach before they go to school.
They do, and we see that in the multi-packs and variety packs. Multi-packs are growing, they're up just over 1%, but variety packs are up over 5%, and customers are telling us it's because they want something to give all the members of their family. They think they're better for kids to put different things in lunches, have available for them after school, and so variety packs are evidence of wanting that on-the-go, grab-and-go kind of snack.
So kids influencing, needing variety, what else are parents thinking about as they're making those purchases of snacks?
Definitely health. What we're seeing is that desire for natural, organic, clean ingredient labels, all that's coming as parents want to make sure that their children are safe. And so you're seeing that make its way into all of their snacking and their purchase of what they're bringing into the home, a lot of healthy and natural.
Then what is the impact as it's making its way into snacking into the different channels?
Well, we're still seeing that food and mass are the biggest drivers of growth. They're 75% of the market. So, and they're growing at 2 and 3%. But where we're surprised to see some growth maybe is in the convenience and the dollar channels. And that we're seeing growth more than double of what we're seeing in food and mass. And so if I were looking at where we can grow faster in the market, I would be looking closely at dollar and convenience stores and see how they're bringing variety and flavors and sizes to the market.
And what they're doing. For
yes.
That growth. So we talked about kids and that trend. What other trends when it comes to, say, palates, flavors?
Well, that's an interesting one. As you look at palates as we age, our flavor preferences tend to change. And what we see is the sales of mint products and vanilla products, even onion products, tend to get more consumption as we age, versus younger customers want hot and spicy and Mexican flavors and more variety. There's a big difference in palate as our tastes change. tend to want more mellow, little pop with onion, but the youth are influenced by their friends and the cultural variety, and they want more variety and flavors.
Well, this is all really good information. Variety, it sounds like, paying close attention to convenience and what they're doing to help in the growth area. And of course, kids.
Always kids.
So, Greg, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
A topic we all know and love, and that is candy. Today with us, we have from the Topps Company, for those of us who just live and breathe loving candy, we know it as the Bazooka Candy Company. And that is our Director of Sales of Club and Mass Channel, and you are Jamie Valera. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks, Blake. I'm glad to be here.
So you were not always in the candy world. You also have been with craft and also in the alcohol segment.
Correct. I've done several categories, and my heart and passion has brought me back to candy.
Yeah, because we all love candy, whatever your flavor.
It's a sweet business, correct.
So you're doing sales of club and mass channel, but you came from that other side. How does a supplier make that transition from the more traditional side into more this mass side of things?
Sure, so I was fortunate enough throughout my career to cover different channels. And when I came to the Topps Company, I entered in the convenience channel, which is a huge channel for candy, and in particular, the front-end count good business. So I came into convenience, and then I moved on into the dollar and the special markets channels, and then most recently on club and mass. And so the transition has been extremely telling as far as how well candy does, no matter what channel you're in. You have a lot of different items, a lot of different forms, a lot of different packaging. It all translates extremely well, obviously, on the Walmart side in particular. But then you also have different packages and different types of candy items that will play better in different channels.
Talk about placement, because I would imagine placement, regardless of channel, is incredibly important.
Absolutely. So there's different types of candy. You have seasonal, which plays obviously during the key seasons of the year, Valentine's, Easter, Halloween, and Christmas. And then the bulk of the business is going to take place at the front lane, the front end check lane, and then also in the back of store.
As the mom, that's the front end check lane. And I was always like, oh my gosh, I always walked away with something from here.
Well, that's what we say. We joke about it a lot. When you take a single count good item at the front lane checkout, we call it shut up candy because obviously when moms have their kids with them and, they're a little bit antsy, buying them a piece of candy obviously shuts them up and keeps them quiet as mom can either shop the rest of the store or, while she's in line behind five other people. To keep them quiet.
How do you keep the always new? Like some of this, the ring pop to me is a very traditional, I grew up with those, but how do you keep the new constantly coming forward?
So the new, we basically reinvent ourselves. So ring pop is our iconic brand that has been out for 40 plus years that we're really excited about. It's made here in the U.S. You take that kind of item and then that translates into different package types. So what you just pointed to here is our club pack that's available in Sam's. So this is a resale pack that targets the business member that can be placed on the counter as a change maker and that can be sold individually as each ring pop. What we then also can have for Walmart up at the front lane, at the front checkout, we have a two-pack. It's a share pack, we call it. So it basically, again, this is one of our newer items. We basically, as simple as it sounds, we took a count good item and put it into two as a share pack because share packs in the last couple of years have been a hot trend. And then we go to the back of the store and we call it a party pack. So when you have 15 kids over for a party and you want to have something for each of them, we put it into a party pack and it can carry it anywhere.
Yep. Love all of this. Jamie, thank you so much for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Great to be here. Thank you again.
And we'll be back.
Take your career to the next level with our accounting, invoicing, and deductions class.
Consumers are doing something interesting, making the world smaller. Well, not literally, but with their shift to a fewer but better mindset, that is treating themselves on fewer occasions but to more unique and luxurious options, they're forcing snack and confection brands to use exotic flavors and ingredients, It's like you can travel the globe without leaving your local store. But the impact of this consumer shift is being seen beyond just flavors. This selective shopper approach has caused many brands to switch to sustainably sourced ingredients and turn their attention to human rights, both in sourcing and development. And by listening to their shoppers, the same brands that are changing their formulas and how they produce their products are also finding success in offering unique pack sizes and leveraging distinct brand identities. The bottom line is, your shoppers matter. Listen to what they're looking for and innovate around what they want.
Join the Sunshine School and Development Center for an evening of live entertainment, silent and live auctions, dinner and dancing at the 2017 Sunshine Gala, April 8th at 6 p.m. Order your tickets today at nwasunshineschool.org.
CaseStack, the leader in collaborative retail consolidation programs. We offer the supply chain expertise needed to navigate the challenges of selling products with the world's largest retailers. And we provide customers with a customizable, scalable, environmentally sustainable supply chain with the same advanced technology typically used by larger rivals. By leveling the playing field, CaseStack lowers distribution costs and increases overall margins. CaseStack, retail logistics is what we do.
Hey, suppliers, are you feeling confused? Does Retail Link have you a little frustrated? Or does your tight deadline get you stressed? Well, good news. You can get retail questions answered fast. In fact, you could do it right now. 8th and Walton Merchant Advisors are standing by to help you. It's all from your keyboard or your phone. Chat now at 8thandwalton.com/chat or call 479-715-6700.
If you've ever seen this show before, you already know how important the millennial shopper is here in the United States. Millennials make up the largest block of shoppers, and what you might not know is that one-fifth of this group is Hispanic. I'm so happy to have Steve Patafi here from Valori Foods to talk about this group and how to better connect. Great to have you here, Steve.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
I want to ask particularly about the Hispanic shopping group in the United States. When we break that demographic down, what is it that you see?
So, yeah, when we talk about Hispanics, I think the first thing to really realize is, you know, we're kind of painting with a very broad brush there. So Hispanics in the U.S., about 70% of them are actually Mexican. So there's more Mexican in L.A. than there are Cubans or Puerto Ricans in the entire country. So kind of as you look at each one of those subgroups that make up the Hispanic demographic, there really are a lot of differences. But with that being said, there's obviously some similarities too.
So in terms of connecting with this audience and for our suppliers, what are those similarities that we need to be aware of?
Yeah, so I would say one of the biggest similarities is really just the change in the acculturation model that we've seen over the past, we'll say 15 to 20 years. So about 15, 20 years ago, you know, families would migrate into the U.S. and they would assimilate into American culture, and they would do things like only speak English at home, right? And now that model's actually changed. So the demographic is still growing, but it's growing because of just natural-born American citizens here. So, which has really created a population that's, you know, 100% bicultural, we could say. So they're 100% American, but they're also 100% Mexican or 100% Puerto Rican. Right?
So as a shopping demographic, what is it that makes Hispanics unique to other groups?
One of the things about them is they are just very brand loyal. So kind of, which is very refreshing for a lot of branded suppliers to see, I think, as we see the retail model in the U.S. sort of changing and we see such a focus on private label and private label initiatives. The nice thing about Hispanics is, you know, when it comes to their loyalty, if you're able to connect with them early with your brand and they learn to love and trust your brand, there's a lot of opportunity for you there.
Now, if I'm a supplier and I don't traditionally carry Hispanic products, what do I need to do to connect with this, you know, very important consumer to make my product really jump off the shelf to make them brand loyal?
Yeah, so I think, you know, as we talk about traditional Hispanic products, kind of like we just mentioned, you know, Hispanics in the U.S. today aren't, you know, they are bicultural, like we had just mentioned. So really, you know, Mexican families aren't sitting at home eating, you know, traditional Mexican meals. They're no different than you and I, and they'll branch out to different things. So, you know, as a supplier might look at their portfolio and say, hey, we have nothing that grabs Hispanics, there's still the opportunity to really get with them and touch them. Now, with that being said, I just don't believe that a total market approach really works. So to put out a commercial around Cinco de Mayo where somebody's, you know, speaking in Spanish, that's not really engaging the consumer at all. So my recommendation would be, you know, pinpoint that subgroup that you're really looking at. Are you looking at Mexicans? Are you looking at Puerto Ricans? Are you looking at Cubans? And then come out with something that's, you know, culturally relevant to them.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me.
As we have heard earlier on the show from IRI, that the snacking category is growing. And so we want to talk about why it might be growing. So with us today is Dave McQueen from Jack Links. Thank you for joining us.
Sure,
okay, so why do you all feel like this is growing other than the numbers are showing it?
Well, it's really a consumer dynamic. So consumers are more on the go. We see they're eating fewer of those three meals a day and eating more frequently during the day. And it's really just driven by, you know, consumer demographics and the younger consumers.
So what would advice would you give to other suppliers, even outside of this category, and how they can approach these sort of trends when they see them happening?
Yeah, I think it's, Walmart and Sam's both want to stay on top of what's new and where the trends are and where, how they can grow sales. So I think as the suppliers, you really look for ways that maybe they're not competing today or capturing a consumer segment and looking for ways to help them capture that and grow the whole category. Within that particular segment.
Okay, give me an example of something Jack Links has done in that way.
Yeah, so we're just launching now Jack Links AM, which is a really portable protein for the breakfast occasion, which breakfast is another one of those trends where we see on-the-go breakfast expanding in a big way, and that was an occasion that we weren't addressing or offering to Jack Links or to Walmart and Sam's consumers. So we're just launching this now with breakfast bacon and sausage, portable protein on the go for the breakfast occasion.
I love this. I'm the one who ends up walking out not having eaten, even though my children have probably eaten. So this works great. So focusing on category growth rather than just your individual sales, that almost seems like, oh my gosh, how can I do that? But to you, there's benefit to it.
No, absolutely. It's if especially as a category leader as Jack Links is, we have to find ways to grow the category as well as our own sales. So identifying those new occasions or new consumers to the category is ways that we can drive both our sales and the customers.
Well, and it sounds like it's very much in alignment with Walmart and the way they do business and their basic beliefs in making sure the customer stays number one in that. What are some other examples that you might be able to give to suppliers in thinking about innovation or trends or ways in which to leverage opportunities like this?
You look at different flavors out there, even clean label, artisan flavors. So, you know, really kind of what's out there going on in the marketplace, what's popular in restaurants and retail shops around the country.
Great. Thank you so much, Dave, for being with us today. We appreciate it.
Sure thing.
And we'll be right back.
Suppliers, get the latest retail news 24/7 at Walmart News Now. Join the Sunshine School and Development Center for an evening of live entertainment, silent and live auctions, dinner, and dancing at the 2017 Sunshine Gala, April 8th at 6 p.m. Order your tickets today at nwasunshineschool.org.
What if you created a town today? What would that town stand for? What matters and what would stand out? And where would you find this new town? Bentonville, Arkansas. Visit Bentonville, a new American town.
Hey, suppliers, are you feeling confused? Does Retail Link have you a little frustrated? Or does your tight deadline get you stressed? Well, good news. You can get retail questions answered fast. In fact, you could do it right now. 8th and Walton Merchant Advisors are standing by to help you. It's all from your keyboard or your phone. Chat now at 8thandwalton.com/chat or call 479-715-6700.
We're having a great time here on The Candy Show. You know, here's fantastic news. If you're like me and you just enjoy getting hit by that wonderful aroma the minute you walk down the candy aisle, Here's how you get it in the privacy of your own home. It just takes a candle, and this wonderful candle is from Hannah's Candles. Bert Hanna from Hannah's Candles is here. Hannah's Candles is actually the third largest distributor of candles in the United States. Is that correct, sir?
And yes, that is.
I'm glad you're here because I'm very fascinated by the candle category. What are the biggest challenges that you face as a candle supplier?
Well, the biggest challenge with keeping up in the candle business is coming up with something new that causes the customer to buy it. Because when you have a mainstream everyday candle, there's a race to the bottom on price. So we're always spending a lot of effort trying to come up with something new that has enough gross margin to sustain, to keep our business going.
So what is an example of one of those new candles that you've been inspired by?
Well, the new thing right now is the old-fashioned syrup can candle. That's been the best for us this year. We're lucky enough to have the Hershey's license. So we're the only candle maker in the United States that has Hershey's license, which includes the Jolly Rancher brand and the York Peppermint Patty and Mr. Goodbar. But best of all is the Hershey's syrup. That's been selling best for us this year.
I remember. This looks exactly like what was in my refrigerator as a kid.
That's exactly right. Kind of the old crank can opener, right?
Well, Bert, tell us about some of your inspiration as far as what's going to come up this year, the new trends and technology as far as candles go.
Well, trends and technology is home fragrance is evolving, and everybody, home fragrance is never going away. Just the delivery method will change throughout time. And we think that melts is one of the more important parts of home fragrance right now. So we're spending a lot of effort on that and how to enhance that in the house, how to make a melt more, the efficacy of a melt, how to make it work better.
And when you're thinking about your core customer and you're trying to get inspired to come up with that next new scent, what's the inspiration you have and what steps are you taking?
Well, the inspiration is to make a home smell better, home or car, office, anything smell better, and how to give the customer a good delivery of that fragrance. That's what our inspiration is. That's what we work at. We try to come up with a better way to deliver fragrance to the home.
All right, fantastic. Bert, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today.
You bet.
We're having fun talking about candy and chocolates, this close to Easter especially, but you know what makes a lasting gift in anyone's Easter basket? It's a nice book, and that's why Brenda Allison is here from Reader Link to tell us what's new on the bookshelf for that Easter basket this year. Great to see you again, Brenda.
Thanks for having me, Jared.
This has become a very big deal over the years, is putting something kind of lasting in an Easter basket.
Absolutely. You know, as a parent, you buy them candy, but you're not excited about it, but books are something you can feel good about giving them. Not going to rot your teeth, and they last for a while, and they're fun and educational. So I brought an assortment of books. You know, Easter is a great season for books, and sales are very strong. So also just fun. So I brought you Happy Easter Mouse.
I love Happy Easter
Mouse. Yeah. And so there's lots of cute kid stuff with stickers, characters, counting, more inspirational base. And then I'm going to hand you the Berenstain Bears. You know, this is a classic. Yeah. I read them when I was a kid. You may have read them when you're a kid. And look.
Oh, look at this. Look at this.
Oh,
a little surprise on each page.
Lift the flap.
Nice.
Yeah, isn't that fun?
Okay, very nice. Yeah, they've been part of our bookshelf for years, ever since I was a kid, when our kids came along. So it's always dependable, the Berenstain Bears.
Yeah, and then I brought an assortment for older kids, some chapter books, some Mad Libs. You probably remember those when you were a kid as well. And then I also brought a coloring book, a Bible, and then a devotional. Sarah Young's Jesus Calling is the number one devotional in America, has been for years. So it's a nice gift that lasts all year long.
So something for every Easter basket this year.
You got it.
Now, what about your bookshelf? I'm always interested to know what you're reading. So what do I need to make myself aware of?
Yeah, so I brought something new. It's called Lilac Girls. It's a debut author. This is her first book. It's about three different women, one in America, two in Europe, and World War II and freedom and love. And it's just a great story.
All right, a lot of great gifts for the Easter season.
That's right.
Thank you for being here, Brenda.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, and welcome to the Heart of Business in Northwest Arkansas. I'm your host, Don Harris. Today we have a wonderful organization called Open Avenues, and we've talked about organizations like Sunshine School that deal with our younger ones who have documented disabilities, but what happens when they get out of school, when they are 18, 20, 30, or 40 years old? Well, that's when a place like Open Avenues can step in and provide real job skill opportunities for just those kinds of people. I've got Kelly McWirt. I also have Tom Haugie. He's with the foundation. You actually work for Open Avenues. And tell us a little bit about your organization.
So we're located in Rogers, and we are a homegrown nonprofit. We started out as the Adult Development Center, and about 6 years ago, we changed to Open Avenues. So we are truly the epitome of a local nonprofit. We serve about 130 clients.
Wow. And from my understanding, we had a chance to visit recently. You make real products that are sold in real stores. I mean, you're actually doing stuff that is out in the marketplace like this right here.
Yes. So all of these products right here are all local companies, and you're going to see them sold in stores all around Northwest Arkansas.
So whether it's a fishing lure or a Daisy BB, I mean, these are real products that are out there.
And our clients do assemble them all.
Isn't that wonderful? And they get paid to do it?
They do.
Now, Tom, you work for a local organization. You were part of Kendall King. And why would you get involved? Why would a business get involved with a nonprofit like this?
You got it. Well, 4 years ago, actually, I was asked to visit the Open Avenues Work Center as a guest and take a tour. Was able to see the products being packed out, pulled together by the clients and the great folks working in the Work Center. To see the laughter and feel the laughter and the energy in the room, it was truly amazing. To me, again, just from an awareness perspective, excited to support the cause and drive awareness moving forward.
It's one of the funnest things I get to do in these interviews is you see how the business community gets together with our nonprofits in this wonderful Northwest Arkansas community we have, and it's just awesome. Now, I'm curious about how financing works for Open Avenues. You have a big fundraiser coming up. It's not your father's gala. This is more like a flip-flop event, and you got John Furner coming?
We do. So our 20th anniversary Spring Fling Luau is coming up on May 20th. On May 19th, we have a golf tournament. We still have sponsorships available, and we have tables and golf teams still available. Like you said, John Furner is our honorary host this year. We also have abilities to sponsor clients through our sponsor ride program, which that's $40 a month, and that allows us to transport a client for 1 month to work and to home. So it's door to door for 1 month for only $40.
Oh, wow. So whether it's being part of the gala that you have, gala, let's say, or whether it's sponsoring people for their transportation needs or doing other things, I mean, companies can definitely get involved and people can get involved in many different ways to help with what you are doing.
Yes, so we have multiple volunteer opportunities, whether it be in work groups or individuals or maybe a social group. My suggestion is to get a hold of us and come for a tour. It's definitely a place that you need to see to understand. Tom and I can definitely talk ourselves blue, but until you see it and you actually see what we do, you'll fall in love with it and wanna be involved with us then.
Sounds really, really exciting. Now, you have a website or are there ways that people can find out more?
We do. It's openavenues.org. And you can also catch us on Facebook at Open Avenues. Okay. All of our event information is located on both. And then you can also contact through 479-636-5082.
That is wonderful. Thank you for being here today. We sure appreciate you taking the time. And thank you for watching The Heart of Business in Northwest Arkansas.
Connect with us online. Follow Ethan Walton on Facebook.
Hello, everyone. My name's John Furner. You know, I'm so proud to serve as the host of Open Avenues Annual Spring Fling Events. Open Avenues passionately believes that everyone, no matter how significant his or her disability, should have access to meaningful work. So your support is vital to the future of Open Avenues. Have a good evening.
Hey, suppliers, are you feeling confused? Does Retail Link have you a little frustrated? Or does your tight deadline get you stressed? Well, good news. You can get retail questions answered fast. In fact, you could do it right now. 8th and Walton Merchant Advisors are standing by to help you. It's all from your keyboard or your phone. Chat now at 8thandwalton.com/chat or call 479-715-6700.
Our guests enjoy staying at the 21C Museum Hotel and hosting dinner, meetings, and product launches there.
So it was a pretty busy show, I would say.
It was a great show, especially if you don't work in candy and snacks. I felt like we covered some information that would be applicable to a lot of categories.
Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed Greg Chandler digging deep and saying the kids today, when it comes to snacks, they are the ones who have that purchase power, looking at mom and dad saying, this is what I want to eat.
Oh, yeah. When you think about that Generation Z right behind the millennials, you know, the marketers can market directly to them, and they've got the buying power in the palm of their hand anymore.
Yeah, well, we heard that from Jamie Bellera from Bazooka. She was saying the very same thing, but I don't remember wielding this kind of power growing up as a kid in household.
You had a job to do. The marketers knew to market directly to you on Saturday morning in between cartoons.
Yes.
Then you had to go to mom and dad and say, please take me down to TGNY. I want my Ring Pop. I want my Bazooka Joe. All these great things.
Yep. Or that box of cereal just because I wanted that specific toy.
Oh,
and
yes.
It always was the case. So
absolutely.
A really good show.
Really good.
So we'll see you next time on Focus on Suppliers.